right now, a guy who I consider to be one of the, if not the best, interviews in sports radio, period, and a guy that I've had the pleasure of meeting quite a few times. In fact, I'm sad I won't see him today, as I'm off to the Team Alpha Male Golf Tournament that he has frequented many times up at Cotta Vedera. It is the American Gangster himself, Chael Sonnen. Chael, Dave, Katie, Nate, thanks for the time this morning. How are you?
What's happening, guys? I couldn't be better.
Well, and today's a special day for you, and I don't know if this is a celebratory day or if it's just another day in the world of Chael Sonnen, but as I understand it, you're free now. You are free, and whether or not that means you're coming back to an octagon near you or whatever, your vacation from the sport is officially over, and I that's got to feel good on some level.
Yeah, I suppose that is a relief. I didn't realize that. In fact, I thought it was tomorrow, but good for me. Couldn't happen to a better guy. Did the crime, paid his time.
How has life been for you now? You've got, obviously, your family is very important to you. You have a lot of things that you've done outside the sport itself. I don't know. Is it a different Chael Sonnen? Have you enjoyed the last few months? How is everything in your world?
Oh, I've had a great time. I started out really poor, so I've been suspended for 2 years. To explain for your audience what you're talking about, I've been suspended for 2 years, and so at first, I didn't know what to do with my time. I had, I'm sitting there with this free time and just staring outside, thinking, what do I do now? Once I figured that out, there's a lot of activities you can do if you got a little time to do it. I had a son. I've got a daughter on the way.
Wow!
And,
congratulations.
Why? Thank you. And I moved 4 days ago, so I that was in the short term, but that's what I've been up to.
So, Chael, this is just a great quote from you that I just read, but you confirmed recently you were tested by the USADA, so you were asked if that meant a comeback was imminent. You said, quote, "Not if the test is as good as I remember it being." can you elaborate on that?
That thing's like lightened up a little bit, but the last one I took, those boys had no sense of humor out there. It's hard to say. And they never really told the whole story either. Everybody wanted to talk about the five things they found in my system, but they never wanted to bring up the seven things that they didn't find.
Well, it's if people talk about two of your highest profile fights, you're talking about guys like John Jones and Anderson Silva, who have now been through the ringer, and you're going to be talking about this at least for a little bit now that you're back in the game. But Chael, when you look at Lesnar, Jones, Silva, to a different extent, obviously Nick Diaz and his suspension for marijuana, as a connoisseur of the sport, is this a good thing that everyone's getting popped because that means the testing's working, or is this testing going a little bit overboard and people should just look the other way? Where do you stand on all that?
Well, so if you're to make the two arguments, protest is the correct argument. But there is another argument, and they step way outside of their lane. They're flagging guys who think we've never heard of. They flagged BJ Penn. He had to sit for an IV, and an IV isn't a substance at all. It's a form of administration. It's not even a substance, and he's out. And, some of these things get a little, they're just off. You just look around and go, man, that can't be right.
We lost him.
Oop, did we lose Chael?
Yeah.
I think we lost Chael. Yeah, we did lose Chael. Matt, we'll try to reconnect with Chael.
The guy's been off his suspension for how long, and Dana's already on his phone.
I know. Man.
Chael is a unique character, and he's one of those guys who I honestly believe, other than Dana White, and then maybe you can throw now, I think, Conor McGregor
right,
into the fray.
In terms of his
ability to promote.
Yep. See, and I put Chael at the top of that list because he's unattached currently. Right? He's got no masters, for lack of a better term, right?
No. He is his own man. He is beholden to nobody. As we welcome in Chael, we had a rough connection there. Chael, you were in the middle of answering the question, talking about testing and the good and the bad with it.
I was in the middle of giving you the cure for cancer, and you guys talked about it. Now you'll never know. I was just saying, man, they get out of bounds sometimes. They took a girl's Olympic gold medal away because she had Advil in her system, and that's ridiculous. There's an athlete can't go if he's got a cold. He can't take a common cold medicine. And some of that stuff's tough. Look, if a guy goes to a doctor and his doctor gives him advice, you're telling me he's got to choose between his sport and his health. I think that's a little fugazi, but at the same time, I mean, they do catch the big things. They do catch the anabolics and the steroids, and so you get that line there, but there is a conversation.
Chael, with this said and done now, the suspension ending today, what are your plans moving forward?
Moving forward, well, I mean, nothing changes. I still got to get up. I got to take my dog for a walk. I'm not trying to be funny with that, but I just do the same stuff. I mean, whatever the day is, I work hard every day. I belong to a really good team. We got some guys that are getting ready for some big fights. I go into practice and help them, and they help me. And I don't have any changes.
Well, I know everybody listening right now, love you or not love you, enjoys your work in the octagon. Again, as we started the interview, you got a lot of stuff going on in your life. Is a return something that's at least in your head at all?
Oh, I think about it all the time. I'm not going to go back to MMA, but I do think about it. I was a wrestler in college. I had one match specifically. I think about it every day. If I could get in a time machine, I would go back to the last 40 seconds of this specific match. So I don't think that ever goes away. I've talked to some other fighters, Randy Couture, and some other guys that fought, and now they don't fight anymore, and they say, yeah, you better just get used to that. You're always going to fantasize and close your eyes and picture walking out and competing and being in certain situations and how you're going to find your way out of them. And so, yeah, I think about it all the time, but I'm not coming back.
Since you're getting a little philosophical, Chael, and it's no secret I've always been a huge fan of yours, I was about 20 feet away from you in Oakland in the fifth round of the Silva fight. And because you go back and because you think about things, do you ever sit and wonder if you had been a different fighter and you had just gotten on your horse in that fifth round and circled that octagon, how things might be different for you?
Yeah, that would have been a good show. That would have been one way to do it. Yeah, I was a little confused. I was very tired. It was very exhausting. It was my first time in a five-round fight. My coach had told me it was the fourth round. It was actually the fifth round. It was just a big mess. And I also didn't know tapping out would cost me the whole fight. I thought it just would, like, bring a conclusion to that round. I thought it would have been 4-1. We would have gone to the card. If I had any idea that that would have stopped the match in its entirety, I would have just hung on.
It's good to hear your voice. It's good to hear you back. And whether you ever step into the octagon or not, or you are on a broadcast team or your podcast, which is phenomenal, I do hope. I think the world is a better place with the brain in the mouth of Chael Sonnen. And Chael, I'm sorry I'm not going to see you out of Cata Vadera today for Faber's Golf Tournament.
You know what? I didn't even know about it, which means this is the first year that little turkey didn't invite me. He usually at least throws out the invite. And Mike Robertson, I thought this year, this is how I'm finding out. So Uriah's going to be getting a call from old Chael.
And I have a feeling when I see Uriah today and I ask him, his eyes are going to get as big as pie plates and say Chael has a standing ovation or a standing invitation. Let's be honest, Chael, don't we throw the blame on Mike Roberts, our mutual friend, a guy who's handled a lot of business with you, for just, let's be honest, Mike's dropping the ball?
Well, I know we spread the blame. We just don't put any of it on me. That was really what I was trying to do there. I was just trying to shimmy and shake and get it off of me.
Chael, you're the best. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks,
congratulations on your freedom, and really, honestly and truly, congratulations on the family. I know how important that has been to you over the years. Keep on walking your dog and have a fun life, huh?
Kaboom.
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 Thank you. That is Chael Sonnen.